Welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. In this podcast, you will receive the tips and tools you need to call in your soul clients with flow and ease. Leaving behind the hard work and hustle of the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that comes along with employee mindset. I share significant ancient wisdom that I retrieve as a shapeshifter when traveling dimensions in non-linear time. Wisdom that I then merge with brain science and strategy to give you the CEO cosmic skill set you need to scale your business through gathering your unique community that you came to Earth to work with. You will learn how to reclaim and harness your personal power and manifest a better quality of life for you, your friends and family, and your clients. Thanks again for joining me and listening. Now on with the show. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast and in general are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. I've been in it deep, y'all. I have been in it this week, and it brought a lot of realization to my personal life, and I wanted to share it with you. One thing that I really enjoy doing inside my mastermind, and I actually had one of our Cosmic Warriors comment on it this week, is that I'm completely transparent. I share my personal journey, what I'm going through, how I shift, and how that is reflected in my actions. And I want to give you a little taste of that right now. So the first thing I want you to know is that I've been in business for a really long time, right? And I am a master hypnotist. I have a hypnosis practice, and then I have my coaching programs, which helps entrepreneurs embrace and really reclaim their personal power here within this three-dimensional reality so that they can excel in business and evolve at a rapid level, right? Like just ascend to new levels of consciousness. I'm the creator of the Evolution 10X Method. So if you haven't heard me speak before, I combine brain science, cosmic law, and strategy to help you master your thoughts, reclaim your personal power, like I said, and really embrace your luminous self. Because when you do that, anything that you desire becomes possible. And I started my business because I wanted, just like you, time and financial freedom. I didn't want the constraints of the 9-to-5 that I was living in. I actually was a corporate American executive, and I'd managed people for decades. When I started my business, I knew that I wanted to be a solopreneur. I didn't want to manage people anymore. That didn't interest me. And at this point in my life, it still doesn't. Some people are really surprised when they find out that I'm 57, but it's true. I'm 57. So when I started my business, I had a very specific vision of what I wanted it to look like, what I wanted it to give me. And one of the things was financial freedom, like the rest of you. And this week, financial freedom really showed up in a way that I think most of you want it to, because a lot of coaches out there are promoting trips to the Santorini Island, right? And that's not what I really talk about. I never wanted a Porsche or a Bentley in the driveway. I never wanted a 6,500 square foot mansion. I always have been comfortable in home renovation, and we are very, very happy in our late 1800s colonial that we are rehabbing. I drive a Toyota Tundra, which is my dream truck, and I bought it used. So my life, we go for sustainability, and we are wanting to be more urban homesteading and go as far off grid as we possibly can. That's our dream. Now, it doesn't have to be your dream, but if it is, awesome. Like really knowing what you want is going to be really important. So this week, some of you know I was hosting a 2-day mastermind and it was absolutely fantastic. It's still up. So if you want to catch it, please catch it. It'll be up until the 1st, I think, of May, at least on YouTube. So you can get it on YouTube. It will be removed from my Facebook group before then, but you can still catch it on YouTube until the 1st. So go ahead and watch it. Some of you might be listening to this on my podcast, which means you better go over there quick and watch it because it's coming down later today. Okay. So I was hosting the workshop, Your First 60 Leads. And normally what I do is I have a very structured first day. And in that first day, I work really intuitively so I can begin to understand the clients that are registered for it. And then I can construct the second day, which was happening 2 days later, and have a better idea of how I can refine my plan for that second day to really meet the needs of the participants. So I host the first day, have the second day to like reflect and refine and do all that stuff, and then show up the third day for the second day of the workshop. Well, things went a little awry, y'all. Things went awry. I let my cat out in the morning. Things were going great. I had a little breakfast. I went to let him back in, and there he was on the back patio, unable to move. I don't know what happened. He crawled back up there somehow. There he is. If you're watching my YouTube, you can see him resting in the back. He is home and he is medicated and he is sleeping very well. And I picked him and put him up there, by the way. He did not jump up there. He is not allowed to jump or move. And I have him constrained within my office. He cannot leave the office. We are very careful. But immediately, of course, I went into a panic. He's my fur baby. I was like, oh my God, his name is Murgle. I was like, oh my God, what happened? And he kind of stumbled into the house and just like collapsed. And I called the vet immediately. And I was like, my cat's, you know, something's wrong, it's trauma, whatever. And they're like, take him to Syracuse to ER immediately. Don't waste time. Take him now. So at first I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll try my second lead up vet. But she isn't even as equipped as the one that I have here. Syracuse to the emergency vet is about a 45 minute drive. And so I looked at him, I got the cat carrier, I put him in it, hauled it into the truck, and off I went. And I didn't stop, I just was there. Okay. And while I'm sitting there waiting for the vet to come back in and tell me the diagnosis and steps forward and what we need, first off, the vet tech came out and said, okay, it's a medium urgency. We're going to take him. This is what it's going to cost. Check, do it. It was like $500 to $600 is going to be the estimated bill at this point, just to take a look because of his condition and what's going on with him. Do it. Didn't think twice. Then I'm waiting for the vet tech or the vet to call me back and go into a room and talk about next steps. I started thinking 10 years ago, y'all, I would have been a mad wreck. On top of the worry that I have for my fur baby, I would have been worrying about how much is this going to cost? How am I going to pay for it? Da, 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 all these things about money, 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 money. I would have come up with the money. I want you to know that. I would have figured it out because it would have been a priority. Even then, okay, I would have paid it. Wouldn't have mattered the cost. Would have paid it. As a matter of fact, we had a cat before this that has transitioned and Matlock had an emergency surgery one night when we were living in North Carolina. And guess what? We called him the $1 million cat after that, because we came up with the money, and it was like probably over a decade ago, probably close to 2009 is when it happened. And we, at that point, paid close to $7,000. I think it all, after everything was said and done, the emergency surgery and all that, it came to a $10,000 payment. We did it. And we called him our $1 million investment after that. We love that cat. He was great. We love this one too. He is just as special to us. But what I'm trying to get you to hear here is that I was a nervous wreck. We came up with the money back then, but I'm going to tell you, I stressed about it for weeks. I stressed about it while we were there, making the decision as you were, all these things, playing around, push, come to shove, doing it. Now, this time, as I was sitting there and I was worrying about my baby, what's the diagnosis going to be? How bad is it? You know, what on earth would I do if he transitioned today? Not once did I worry about if I was going to be able to pay for it. I knew it was done. I've set up my business in a way that I have emergency funds that I take out of my revenue and I put into a savings account that we have for pet and human medical emergencies. Our healthcare, we got that. We got a savings account specifically for that. I set up my business in a way, and this is what I teach others within the Evolution 10X mastermind, is I set up my business so that it can support my needs. And I knew straight out of the gate that this was something that I wanted to be able to have access to. So if anything like this did happen, it was taken care of. Not once did I worry. I could tell that they kind of approached me with kid gloves because they knew the cost was going to be significant. The first estimate I had to lay down, $900. The second estimate, because as the day progressed and I was there, he was going to have to do an overnight stay. And that deposit was $3,000. What I want you to understand is I left here. I rescheduled 2 sales calls, 2 client appointments, and 1 mastermind call. I was not working my business at all that day. And I wasn't afraid, because as an entrepreneur, we do not trade time for money. Therefore, I was not losing money by taking off. But also, I was able to be there for him. I had to have certain things in line. My vision had to be in order to be in the position that I am right now. And I want to tell you this. It wasn't just the cost of my cat's medical that my business paid for. My business paid for that reliable Tundra that I have in the driveway that I plopped him into. I make it sound like I plopped him. I laid him gently into and took off to Syracuse. It paid for the insurance that I pay for that. It paid for the full tank of gas, my lunch while I was there, some grocery shopping that I took care of because I was there for 6 hours. It got me home. It paid for his overnight stay, his medications that he's on right now, the special food that I had to buy him. My business has supported all of that. When you have a vision of what financial freedom looks like to you, then you're able to construct your business in a way that is going to support those decisions. So like I tell my clients, if traveling is one of the things that you want to do with your money, then you need to set up a travel account. For all the money that you come in, we make a pie, and a certain amount of that pie goes into that travel account. But what I want you to know, there are definitely pieces of that pie that need to go to taxes, need to go to profit, need to go to expenses, right? There is definitely mandatory pie slices. But then you get a check and you get to take that profit account and you get to divvy it up into ways that are going to really start creating dynamic income in your life into savings accounts that will make it easier for you to live the lifestyle that you desire. So at no point was I worried about the money, which makes me really, really happy. So when people used to tell me money can't create happiness, I get it, because happiness is an inside job and you got to choose to be happy. But I'm going to tell you, I am overjoyed that I didn't have to worry about money. Money gave me options, and options create happiness. So I say, yes, money can create happiness, because I was able to bring this baby home and give him the best possible care. Being able to do that makes me happy. Right? Think about it. Our business gives us opportunities. And when I was sitting there waiting for another interaction with a vet, a woman came in and her husky had a meet cute, I like to call it, with a porcupine. Oh my God, y'all. Oh, that baby. Oh my God, I can't even tell you. So they sedated him and they were going to start removing the needles. And she said to me, the other husky we can't even find. We don't know where it is. And I had to take off work for this. And what I heard her say, I had said many times before when I was working for somebody else, I had to take off work. I could tell in her voice that she was worried because she was having to not get paid for that day. It was an emergency. She had to leave. It wasn't planned vacation. She had to leave short notice and would have to take a cut for the hours that she was not there. I didn't have to do that. I know what it was like. I worked for decades. I know what that's like. I know what it's like being an employee. But one of the reasons why we want to be an entrepreneur is to have that time freedom. And I want you to know that day, I had time freedom. I had structured freedom. I could call and reschedule all those appointments and I could take care of him. Now, don't get me wrong. When I was sitting there on my phone waiting to distract, I was making posts. I was creating contents. I was working on Canva on my phone, but I didn't have to. When they called on me, I was able to immediately walk and attend to his needs and focus on him. So I wanted to share that with you to let you know that not everyone's financial freedom looks the same, but it's really important to know what your freedom looks like to you and what you want to create from it. When you have a clear vision of what you want, you are able to scale your business in ease and flow because you know what it's going to take to get you there. You have the roadmap. And if you still are listening to this and it's not after Wednesday, May 1st, 2024, then make sure to go over and watch those free trainings because it is the roadmap to consistent income. I am giving you that in a two-part training. So go watch that right now.
Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms, and I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.